Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World. Wandering down this road that we call life. What we're doing is getting to know our friends who will always stay by me. When this boy meets world.
How could you be so calm about this?
Because I'm one of 500 quarterfinalists, and I'm not gonna get it.
Corey, tell her how huge this is.
Youngest dead guy yesterday, 42.
Ugh. Wow. A summer internship with Brown Elliott.
Brown Elliott? Wow, that's the most prestigious law firm in New York. They represent my rich stepfather.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, no, no, no. I was congratulating myself on my rich stepfather. Who, by the way, is bankrolling my new business venture, umjack.com.
So what exactly is the concept of this business?
Umjack.
I don't get it.
.com.
Oh.
I'm graduating. I'm smart. Hey, you want to know how this poor schmo died? A bird flew in his mouth. A pigeon. Not even a classy bird.
So, I just got a question. Are you supposed to wear pants with these things?
Put your dress down, Matthews.
All right.
Daddy!
How's my baby girl?
Oh, all right. What are you doing here?
Well, I didn't come to see that.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine. I've been reassigned, Angela.
Near here?
No, I have to go to Europe.
Oh, that's not near here.
No, I'm sorry, honey.
I thought you requested to be closer to me.
I did. But my orders are to upgrade security at the embassies. By the way, that's highly classified.
So, Daddy, how long is it going to be this time?
A year.
A year? That's forever.
Not if you come with me.
What?
I want you to come with me to Europe, Angela.
Hey, hey, hey! There's the man who put me and Angela back together.
John.
How are you?
Good.
I've been taking good care of your daughter, sir.
I knew that you would, Sean.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hi.
I'm sure you two have a lot to talk about. I'll be back at the hotel.
We should have dinner later, sir.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Good. Okay, what's going on?
Okay, what's going on?
Well, I'm up for this Brown Elliott internship.
You. I'm talking about Sean.
Angela's dad invited her to go to Europe with him. Sean has no idea.
Come on, how bad can it be with all the stuff that goes on in my life?
My father wants me to go with him to Europe.
That's it?
Yeah, but...
Look, Europe with your father, where's bad there?
For a year?
There's bad.
No.
Wow. Europe.
No.
I can just see her now.
No.
Sitting in an outdoor cafe, reading poetry, sipping espresso.
You know what else they got besides cafes in Europe, Sean? They got men. Men named Paolo. Enrique. Milos. And they sit there prowling around in their dirty Ferraris, looking for that fresh American meat.
Look, I trust Angela.
My little croissant. Jump into my Peugeot, and we would drive on the wrong side of the road.
But I love Sean.
Florian, Sean! If I was a man, I would never let you go. Sean cannot possibly satisfy you. He's a little trailer boy with this stupid American... You know, I love that you can just quietly lie to yourself while your life is just falling apart. Really, I just find it adorable.
I want Angela to be happy.
You're a liar. A year away will kill your relationship.
How often do you really get to spend time with your father, huh?
That's nice, Sean. Are you gonna nice yourself out of the girl you love?
No. I've lost too many people that love me. I'm not letting this one go.
Good.
I'm gonna tell her to stay.
Nicht.
What?
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because you can't make this decision for her. I mean, that would be like me telling Topanga she can't go to Yale. It's a decision she's got to make on her own.
Well, isn't that risky?
Well, you said she loves you.
She does.
Okay, then there's no risk. Listen to me. Take it from experience. Women have got to go through a process. With women, it's all about the process. And shoes.
So if I let her go through this process, she'll make the decision to stay all by herself.
Yes, and she'll love you even more, and she'll stay right here, never go anywhere, and always be in that living room.
Huh. This will be like the first time that everything's turned out okay in my life.
Definitely. The only monkey wrench is that I've noticed most of Topanga's shoes come from Europe.
But Daddy.
Peace Corps could be a great way to see the world and help people at the same time.
Yeah, peace. I really need to talk about me right now. I have a serious crisis on my hands here.
Yeah, you crisis. What could go wrong in that stupid charmed life of yours?
I'm poor. My stepdad's cutting me off, Rachel.
Why?
He doesn't want me to start umjack.com. He thinks it's risky. I think it's brilliant. Idiot. He wants me to be an investment banker and to follow in his footsteps.
Well, doesn't work for your dad.
I want to start my own business.
Then start your own business.
How? I've got no money. I can't be poor. I'm too good looking to be poor.
Jack, stick to your principles. Because without principles, you're nothing but a shallow, soulless scum.
Yes, hello, Jack's rich stepfather. I'll be your son for money. Well, it sounds painful, sir, but I'll do it for money. Hey, Topanga.
Hey, Corey.
Listen, I'm so sorry for what I did.
What did you do?
Aren't we fighting?
No.
Yeah, but I woke up alone this morning. I thought we had a sleep fight.
Oh. Corey, I had my on-campus interviews for the Brown Elliott internship this morning.
Oh, yeah! Hey, Brown Elliott. All right. How'd that work out for you?
I'm not sure. You know, I really appreciated it when they all applauded for me, but those things can be so hard to read. But they've narrowed it down to only 100 candidates.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Good for you. Sean!
Thanks, honey.
All right. Now, after Angela tells you that she's decided to stay here, what do you say?
I tell her I wanted her to stay all along and that my life is miserable without her.
And this will?
Validate her decision and give me lots of kisses.
I've taught you well. Now go get your girl, you crazy kid! Oh. Hey.
Hey. You know I'm going crazy about this.
Oh, me too.
Thanks for letting me work it out.
No, hey, you had to go through your process.
Well, I went back and forth so many times because you mean everything in the world to me.
You mean everything to me.
And I could never leave you.
And I could never leave you.
Unless you said I could go.
What?
When will I ever get a chance like this to be with my father?
For, man.
No, there's no fight, okay? The process, it's over. She's going.
She's testing you. She wants you to show her how much you love her, Sean.
She knows how much I love her.
Yeah, but apparently not enough to keep her from going, right? I mean, you failed the test, Sean. You forgot to pay attention to what she wants. Topanga. Topanga is always testing me. Always. It's nothing but tests between me and the old lady. But I always pass. You want to know why, Sean? Because I pay attention.
Okay, wish me luck. I'm leaving.
Good luck.
You're leaving your man too, Topanga?
No, I have the final round of interviews in New York. I'll be back before Angela leaves, though.
Hey, Angela is not leaving, okay? That's negative. And we do not need any negative Nellies around right now. So goodbye, Nelly. Can I help you?
Aren't you gonna kiss me for good luck?
Good luck.
Thanks.
Sean, you failed. You failed because you have absolutely no idea what's going on with your woman.
Where was Topanga going?
I don't know. Laundromat?
Okay. Why would Angela say that she wants to go if she doesn't?
Because how can she turn down her old man unless someone tells her to? Her father's a strong guy, Sean. Okay, he told her to go. But she was waiting for an even stronger person to tell her not to.
You're right. I didn't fight. I let her go.
You told me to do nothing. No, I told you to do nothing if she decided to stay. If she decided to go, what idiot wouldn't do something? I mean, I can't believe I have to tell you.
Okay,
that.
Okay, don't yell at me.
Did you once ask her to stay?
No.
Okay, Sean, then what choice does she have but to go?
None.
It's you versus her dad. Now, I realize that you like the guy, Sean, but you're fighting for the woman you love.
Angela!
Angela went to get some more boxes, Sean. She'll be back soon.
She's not leaving, sir.
She's not?
No, I'm gonna ask her to stay, and she will, because she wants to be with me.
Sean, Angela's leaving with me.
I thought you were my friend.
We are friends.
Yeah? Because what kind of friend puts us together and then rips us apart because he wants to go to Europe?
That was never my intention, Sean.
Oh, it wasn't? Well, then what was your intention? Because you're taking her away from her friends and the person who loves her. She's got a life here. How could you do that to her?
I want what's best for Angela.
I'm what's best for Angela. Okay, I am here for her every single day of her life. Can you say that, sir?
No, I can't.
Well, I can. And I know what that's worth. Because no one that loved me ever was. Not my mom, not my dad.
Look, I'm sorry that happened to you, son.
You know, I went away once.
Yeah, Angela told me about that.
I left everyone behind that meant anything to me. And that's what brought me back. When I realized that nothing out there meant more than the people that are here for you every single day.
Look, I know how you feel, Sean. I've spent far too much time away from my daughter. This may be my last chance to spend some real time with her. This may sound selfish, but I'm not going to let anything get in the way of that.
Well, this may sound selfish, but what if I asked her to marry me? You said you liked me. How much do you like me now? I don't know what we're laughing at. I'm very uncomfortable, sir.
If you and Angela decide that you want to get married, you think you can take care of each other for the rest of your lives. And I'll step aside and let you be the most important man in her life.
Guess we're just two guys who love the same girl and want what's best for her.
Well, then one of us better figure out what that is.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
We weren't even talking about you.
You came to say goodbye to me?
No, I will never say goodbye to you, because if I say goodbye to you, then that's it. That's goodbye.
You're right. We should never say goodbye, because we're going to write each other every day, and we're going to call each other, and it'll be like we've never even been apart.
Yes, exactly. We should never be apart. I love you.
I love you, too.
And when you love somebody, Angela, it's okay to be a little selfish.
Yeah? Thank you for letting me be selfish.
No, not you, me. Look, there's something I gotta ask you right now.
You know, because you're the only person that knows how important it is for me and my dad to spend this time together. wish you and your dad had this time together. I'm so sorry you didn't. Thank you for giving me my chance.
I'm really happy for both of you.
What was it that you wanted to ask me?
Oh, never mind. I figured it out.
Be so big without my roomie.
I'll be back sooner than you think.
Yeah, but I won't be here. I'm graduating.
Oh, Rachel. Angela. Oh.
Wow. You're gonna have a great time in Europe. I'm sure of it.
No. Oh, I wish you guys were coming with me.
Yeah. I wish too, you know? But it's funny because I really can't afford to go anywhere anymore.
Oh, Jack.
Angela.
Eric.
Angela, come on. That's all right. Yeah, let it out, girl. Let it out. Oh, let it out.
Eric, we're touching.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things are getting bad.
Come on, move with me.
Hey, how am I supposed to survive without money?
Oh, Jack, we're just gonna have to scale it down. No more fancy restaurants, no more designer clothes, no more $50 haircuts.
That's Jack. I can't do that to Jack.
You're really desperate, aren't you? It's kind of fun.
Okay, so I want you to do me a favor. I want you to hand these out to all the European girls you see, okay? And tell them that if they want me to be their American boyfriend, my number's right there at the bottom of the picture, okay? Now, I've only got 500, so don't be handing them out to any hairy chicks, all right?
I'll do my best.
I'm gonna miss you. You're always my favorite.
Really? Corey, is she gonna make it?
Yeah, she'll be here. You know, she's been busy lately doing, I don't know, something.
Corey?
Yeah?
Thanks.
For what?
For being my friend. Believing in me and Sean as much as you believe in you and Topanga. I owe you.
Where is she?
Topanga!
I wasn't gonna make it.
I'm gonna miss you so much. Yeah, but what am I gonna do without my best friend? You're gonna do great. Send me shoes.
You ready, baby? The cab's waiting.
Let's not say goodbye. Let's just say, I love you.
I love you, too. I always will. Take care of her, sir.
Good man, Sean. Thank you for giving me and my daughter this chance.
It is.
Don't spin out of control, okay?
Corey, I got that Brown Elliott internship.
Huh?
Yeah, they offered me a scholarship at NYU Law School. And they told me that once I graduate and pass the bar, they would like me to work for their firm.
What are you... Who... Where is this coming from, you? What have you been doing?
Corey, we have to move to New York.
Don't spin out of control.
Why didn't no one tell me? Why didn't no one tell me about this? Please, someone's got to tell me. Someone's always got to tell Corey. Why?